One of the first principles of politics is that if you're deciding how much tax everyone else should pay, you've got to pay the correct amount of tax yourself. And today, Angela Rayner has confirmed that she's broken that fundamental principle. In an interview with Beth Rigby, she admitted not paying enough stamp duty on a property in Hove. Now, there are a few important things to say here. Firstly, she says she received the wrong advice, and as soon as she realised, she contacted HMRC and referred herself to the ministerial watchdog as well. And look, the case is also more complicated because it involved a trust that Angela Rayner and her ex-husband set up to provide for her son, who has lifelong disabilities. So that's why the Prime Minister is standing by her. It's also why she's received some political support from opponents like the Lib Dem leader Ed Davey as well. But even with that sympathy, it is still hard to escape that first principle of politics. You know, it can't be one rule for them and one rule for everyone else. You've got to pay the right amount of tax. Angela Rayner's political future may now hinge on whether she can provide evidence of that faulty advice she received and also prove that she fully disclosed everything about the trust at the time. And then, maybe, it's time for a wider debate about stamp duty and a tax system so complicated but not even our politicians understand it.